Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Aleph from the base. In the four lines down from the top line, from the big lines. Tan Yidach, another Bryce, we learned like this. Tan Yidach, that the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe Shemen Amishcho, Vayimshach Es Amishcho, Vyaskol HaShaboy. That he took the Shemen Amishcho, and with it, he anointed all the Kalim, everything he needed. So we dash in Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. Shemen Amishcho, Shosa Moshe, Es Shemen Pamidbo, Kama Nisim Nasim Boy, Mitchilov Yatsoif. There were a lot of nisim happened from the beginning till the end with the Shemen HaMishcha. That Tchilos Elohoye Elishnai Masa Lugim. It started out only with 12 lugim of Shemen, of oil. Roll, let's see, Kama Yoru Balas. How much does the pot itself sap in, absolve when you cook up with it? The Kama Ikrim Balayim. How much does the Ikrim, the roots themselves, Balayim? The Kama Orsorov. How much does the fire itself burn up? Uvoy nimshach, and with this shemen, uvoy nimshach. Yeah, mishkan, vekela, v'yaron, ubonov, kol shiva shemei amluyim. He used this oil all the 70 shemei amluyim. Uvoy nimshachu kahanim gedolim amalochim, and from this they used to be nimshach the kahanim, kohen gadol, and the kings. V'yafilo kohen gadol ben kohen gadol. That's one chiddush. Even the son of a Kohen Gadol only becomes a Kohen Gadol if he's anointed. Without the Shemen HaMishcha, he's not a Kohen Gadol. Toyin Mishicha. V'yein Moshchin Melech Ben Melech. But a king, no, a king goes down to Yerusha. If the father was a king, automatically Yerusha goes down to the son without a Mishicha. Ah, you could ask the question, V'yim Toyma Mivnei Ma Moshchu Eshleimoy. How come they had to make a Mishicha by Shleimoy? He took over his father from David. The flame machlokusai shaladin yo v'yem. Because there's a machlokus. We'll see later when there's a machlokus. Two people take over the king. Then you have to have a mashiach. V'yes yoyish mifnei asalia. He had a machlokus then also. V'yes yoyachis mifnei yoyakim. Shoyegadu mimenu shnei shonim. Since yoyakim was 2 years older than yoyachis, so it's a little machlokus. Therefore, they had to use the shemen amishcha. Now the Yosei Shemen, this Shemen that was used by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kayim Lasad Lavoi, is still around and will still be here, Lasad Lavoi. Shneman the Pasuk says, it says, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, Yiyazeh Lilo Dorasechem. So this Shemen will be around with Dorasechem. It says, Lashon Zeh, Begematria, Shnei Masalugim. Mashma, the complete Shnei Masalugim, will be around the Lasad Lavoi. That's all this Nisim that so little Shemen was there to start with. It was used so much, and it will all still be around Lasa Lavai. Right. Heaven. Our kais is the revius of lug. Our kibbish kais, that's around, let's say, four ounces. It's the revius, that's 16. So 12 times 16 ounces, not so much. But Omar, what we just say? For Yafilu Kohen Gadol. Yafilu Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, Tai Mashiach. Even the son of a Kohen Gadol also needs Mashiach. So we know, and how do we know this from? The Siv the Pasuk says, V'yakoyen HaMashiach Tachtov Mibonov. Mashmi's sons also needs HaMashiach to be Nimshach. Samar says, maybe no, name a crow, let's say the Pasuk is saying, V'hakoye mitachtav mibonov, my HaMashiach, what does it mean the word HaMashiach for? Kamash malon, the bon of the Kohen Gadol, I have a Mashiach, have a Kohen Gadol, V'loi loi have a Kohen Gadol. That if he was anointed, he's called a Kohen Gadol. Without the Mashiach, he's not called a Kohen Gadol. Omamar, so we learned before, but V'yein Moshchin Melech Ben Melech. But by a king, it's not that way. A king does not need a Mashiach. We know, and how do we know this from? On Rav Acha, by Yaakov, the Pasuk says, Leman Yaruch Yomim Al Mamlachtoi, that Yerushi Lachem, the Malchus is like Yerusha. And therefore, if the father is a Melech, and the son is fit, it automatically goes over to the son. Um, we know, and if so, how do we know, the Chiyika Machlekes Boy Mashiach, that if there's a Machlekes, then you need a Mashiach, then he has to be anointed. V'lav called the boy Malka Meris Machusa Lebnei. Like, why? The question is, doesn't the king have a right to point which son he wants to take over? So even though there's a Machlekes, let's say by David and Shlomo, David wanted to appoint Shlomo Melech. So why should we have to have a Meshicham? David wanted that his son Shlomo should take over. So the answer is, Amar Rav Papa Machor, the Pasuk says, Hu Ubonov, take care of Yisrael. Which is Mashma Bizman Shesholom B'Yisrael, Karinim Bey Hu Ubonov. When this peace no machlekes, then we call it Hu Ubonov. V'yafilu B'loi Meshicha. Even without a Meshicha. But when you have a machlekes, there's no Sholom, then you need a Meshicha. Tana we learned. Right. Tani we learned. Af Yeyu ben Nimshai le Nimshach el b'flei machlekusai. He also was a machlekes there. Shel Yerim. But the more of a typical Mishum Derishinu, he was the first one to be king. In other words, his father was not the king. So he became a king. Subshita, he needs a Meshicha. Tumor says, you're right. Chasuri Mechzor, this is missing Vokaton. This is the way it should be learned. Malchai Beis David Meshuchin. It's only the kingdom of Beis David that needs a Meshicha. But Malchai Yisrael ain't Meshuchin. But the Malchai Yisrael, they do not need Meshicha. Now the question is, how do we know this from? Amar Rav, Amar Machor, the Pasuk says, Kum Moshchayu Kizeh. It says that, come get up and be Moshchim. Why? Kizeh Toy Meshicha. V'yeinacha Toy Meshicha. This was by Shloimoi, by Malchus Beis David. He needs a Meshicha, but not Malchus Beis Yisrael. Amar Mar, what we just say, Av Yeil Ben Nimshai, Le Nimshach El Mavle Machukusai Shoyorim. This was not for Malchus Beis David. This was for Malchus Yisrael. So we just said Malchus Yisrael does not need the Shemen HaMishchom. So how could they use it? There'll be a Nisa Mila. If you don't have to use it, it's Hegdish. You'd be Nimma from Hegdish. So the more answer, like we'll soon see, Kediyom, Ara Papa, the Afar Sama, the Chia. That we're not talking about the real Shemen HaMishchom. They stam use good perfume like. So they just used good perfume. It was not really the Shemen HaMishcha. We'll soon see the next case. Now, v'yes Yoyachis mifnei Yoyakim, shoyigodim imeno shtei shonim. Since Yoyakim was 2 years older than Yoyachis, therefore before we appointed him, we had to make him a Shicha. So Gemara says, is this true? Amika Shishimene was the older. The pasuk says like this: Ubnei Yeshio Habchor Yoichanan. His oldest one was Yoichanan. Hasheni Yoyakim. The second was Yoyakim. Hashlishi Tzidkio and Ravi Yisholam. And the Yomer Rav Yoichanan, who Shalom, who Tzidkio, who Yoichanan, who Yoyachis. It says clearly Yoichanan, he was the Bechor, which is Yoyachis. So it comes out Yoyachis was older than Yoyakim. So what's the problem? So we're interested, Yoyalam, really, I'll tell you, Yoyakim cautious. Yoyakim really was older. Or my Bechor, why does the Pasuk say that Yoyakim was the Bechor? I'll tell you, it means Bechor Lamalchus. He was the Bechor for kingdom. That they pointed him first to be the king, even though really he was younger. The question is why? Or me Malchi, Zutri, Mekami, Kishisi? Do we make a younger one a king before the older one? The Oksir, the Pasuk says, V'yesamam l'cho, nosan l'yoyorim, ki you are Bechor? So Mashma the Bechor goes first. So the answer is Yoyorim Memale Mokum Avos of Hevi. He was Memale Mokum. He was able to take over his father's position. He was fit to be the king. Mashenkin Yoyakim, even though he was the real Bechor, Lav Memale Mokum Avos of Hevi. He was not fit to be the king. Therefore, they did not appoint him. But if the Bechor is fit, the Bechor always goes first. Yomama, what we just say? Who Shalom, who Tzidkiyom, who Yoichanan, who Yoyachis. For the Gemara of Chad Kachoshim, it says each one separately. It's like you tell me it's the same person. The Chsiv, it says HaShlishi HaRevi, it says the third and the fourth. So you tell me it's the same person. So Mari says, no. Ma Shlishi means Shlishi Labonim. He was the third one born. He was the third child. Or Ma Revi was the fourth. Revi Lamalchus. He was the fourth one to become king. The Mikara Malach Yoyachis. First, Yoyachis was a king. Olipsoif Yoyachim, at the end, Yoyachim. Olipsoif Yechonio, Olipsoif Tzidkio, he became king fourth. Turn around, learn like this. Who Shalom, who Tzidkio? It's the same person, Shalom and Tzidkio. Olom and Nikra Shmoy Shalom, why was the name called Shalom? Shoyim Meshulam Amaisov, he was like a tzaddik. his actions. He did a lot of Maisim Toivim. He was complete with his actions. Ikadiyami, some say, Shola means Sheh Sholmo Malchus Beis David Biyomov. That was the end of Malchus Beis David. Or my Shemai, what was his real name? Matanya Shemai. Shemai the Pasuk says, Vayamlech Melech Bovel Es Matanya Doidoi Tachtov Vayasai Veshemai Tzikiyo. He called his name Tzikiyo. Or Malay meant to say to him, Yo Yatzik Olecho Es Esadin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the right punishment, the right judgment against you, in Timrod be, if you rebel against me. Shem the Pasuk says, V'yaviyu b'volom, v'oksiv v'gam b'melech l'buchanetzer, morat, he rebelled against Melech l'buchanetzer, asher ishviyu b'lakim. Yes. So kids, that's why they called him Sholom, even though really his name was Sitkiyo. Now the more is the question, U'miyah v'shem en ha-mishcho b'chla, Rashi,